the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When God is born a babe, the heavens don't turn three shades of red. Instead, they sing. Glory to God in the highest, whose birth room smells like manure and hay. With milk is fed the Lord of all, who feeds the ravens when they call. There lies the swaddled Creator, all wrapped up in things of creation, a diapered divinity. And perhaps you think that such a thing is beneath God. But if you do, you are wrong. For this is not so much God made small as it is man made big. The God who made man in his own image outdoes himself. He makes himself into his own image and thereby exalts us. Jesus becomes what you are, a woman's child, that he might make you be what he is, sons of the Father. That's what this is all about. One small step for God, one giant leap for mankind. He becomes no less. We become infinitely more in him. For within the womb of Mary, something new under the sun happens. A woman is pregnant with God, by God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus issues forth as the first man of a new race, those who call God Father and mean it. For in the fullness of time, he sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And that's what you need. Redemption, adoption. You don't need a God who strokes your ego with applause from on high every time you do something good. And you don't need a deadbeat deity who's so busy caring for his universe that he shows no concern for his children who have gone astray. You need the God for whom nothing matters more than to save you, to adopt you as his flesh and blood. You need the God who cares enough to tell you the truth, to say that apart from me, you are depraved, dead, damned. I love you. I want you. I desire you to be my child more than anything else. And I have done all and everything necessary for you to be mine. This is the God made man, the one that you need, the Lord that you have. Giving purity to the depraved, life to the dead, and salvation to you who are under hell's thumb. Because Jesus didn't come to save the trees or the spotted owl or the environment. He wasn't born to rid the world of hunger or stop wars. He came to be for every man what no man has been or could be for himself. Born under the law, Jesus fulfills the law that he himself had given. He's the perfect infant, the perfect teenager, the perfect adult, bearing your flesh and blood along through every stage of life, bearing your flesh and blood to the cross, bearing your flesh and blood out of the grave, so that as he is, so it is credited to you. You now, perfect infant, perfect teenager, perfect adult, all in Jesus. For God so loved the world that he strapped the world to the back of his Son, so that where he went and what he did, you went and did also. So shout greatly, you daughters of Zion, for a virgin daughter of Israel has become a mother. And humbled and mounted on a manger, Jesus rides into the world, and heaven follows after him. Hosanna to the Son of David, born in David's town. Blessed is he who comes from the bosom of his father to the bosom of his mother. He comes for all. Are you battered, bruised by the cares of this world? Well, he comes for you, this great physician of soul and body. Are you betrayed and abused, divorced, lonely? His advent is for you, this faithful bridegroom of the church. Are you rich and happy, well-fed and comfortable? Well, he's come for you too, to show you the true riches and true happiness are only found in him. Of the infant Jesus, nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. That's why he came down from heaven, to let the earth have its way with him, so he can now have his way with you. And his way is life. So be not afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy. For unto you is born a Savior, God in the flesh, who fills you with life divine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.